not really playing for anything, but as hard as it was to watch, I thought the guys did a good job of still battling hard and you know, ending the season on a good note.
How's your health?
Good. I mean, if we had a game this week, I'd probably be playing, so you know, I don't really feel anything anymore. I've been skating pretty hard for the last month and back to normal workouts, so you know, if there was any more hockey, I probably could have played.
Can you turn that little bit of a break, not break, but injury time at the end of the season, can you turn that into a positive at the off season?
Yeah, I mean, it's more time to rest up for next year. I mean, it's going to be a long summer anyways, but it's kind of hard to find a positive in that whole situation. You know, I would have much rather been playing with the guys, even though it was a tough season, but you know, all you can do at this point right now is look forward to next year and try and fix what we did this year.
The start of the year, you guys very much picked up where you left off last year. In your mind, where did things kind of start to go wrong, and why do you think you guys weren't able to get it back on track?
I think we had a homestand, a 10 or 9 game homestand in the middle of the season where it could have been a real changing point in our season, and I think we might have won two of the 10 games at home that month. So I think that was kind of the turning point. We were around 500 before that, so a good homestand, you know, might have changed the direction of our season. But I mean, we just couldn't string together enough good hockey at one time this year to put ourselves in a playoff spot.
There's going to be a lot of talk, Ryan, about where's the seat. What type of characteristics do you think a captain for this team needs to have?
You know, I think no matter who wears it, we have, you know, a few leaders in that room, quite a few leaders that are capable of stepping into that role. You know, there's obviously different personalities in the room, but, you know, I think any one of those choices is going to be a good choice. You know, for us, it doesn't really matter who's got the letters on. I thought our young guys really stepped up and showed their leadership this year. So, I mean, we're probably going to have a young team again next year, and, you know, everyone's going to have to step up and be a leader.
For veterans like you, how hard is it to hear that this team might get even younger next year, which might mean more growing pains?
You know, it's tough because you want to be in a spot, in a position to win, and, you know, when you have young guys coming in, trying to get their foot in the door and play in the NHL, you know, you're really worried about their development and if it's the right thing. And you know, we are going to be young again next year, but you know, you look at our young guys this year. I mean, they developed really fast in a year, and you know, ended the season on a great note. So I mean, if all our young guys can develop like that, I mean, they can be big players for us. So it's not really a concern right now.